Miss Moore brings tea, crumpets, bread, and a slab of butter. "Be it ever so humble, here is tea," she says, placing the tray on a small table. The clock ticks off nervous seconds as we peck at our food. Felicity clears her throat repeatedly. She's waiting for me to ask about the order as I'd promised. Now I'm not sure it's a good idea. "Is the room too warm, Miss Worthington?" Miss Moore asks when Felicity clears her throat a fourth time. Felicity shakes her head. She brings her boot down on mine with a slight pressure. "Ouch!" "Miss Doyle, are you all right?" Miss Moore asks. "Yes, fine, thank you," I say, moving my feet away.
"Tell me, ladies, how are things at Spence?" Miss Moore asks, saving me.
"We've a new teacher," Anne blurts out.
"Oh?"
Miss Moore asks, buttering a thick slice of crusty bread. Her face is a mask. Does it hurt to hear she's been replaced?
"Yes," Anne continues. "A Miss McCleavy. She comes to us from St. Victoria's School for Girls in Wales."
Miss Moore's butter knife slips, leaving a thick cap of butter on her thumb.
"That shan't make me sweet enough to eat, I should think."
She smiles, and we all laugh at her wit.
"St. Victoria's? I can't say as I've heard of it. And is your Miss McCleavy a very fine teacher?"
"She's teaching us archery," Felicity says.
Miss Moore raises an eyebrow.
"How very unusual."
"Felicity is quite good," Anne says.
"I'm sure she is," Miss Moore says.
"Miss Doyle, what do you think of this Miss McCleavy?"
"I can't say as yet." Felicity and I exchange glances that do not go unnoticed by Miss Moore.
"Do I sense dissatisfaction?"
"Gemma is convinced she's a witch," Felicity confesses.
"Really? Did you spy her broomstick, Miss Doyle?"
"I never said she was a witch," I protest. Anne jumps in, nearly breathless. She loves demonic intrigue.
"Gemma told us she arrived at Spence in the dead of night, just as a terrible storm raged."
Miss Moore's eyes go wide.
"Heavens! Extreme rain! In December! In England! A sign of witchery, to be sure."
They all share a laugh at my expense.
"Do go on. I want to hear the part where Miss McCleavy feeds children into her oven."
There's a fresh wave of giggles from Felicity and Anne. "She and Mrs. Nightwing went into the East Wing," I say. "I overheard them talking about securing something in London. They were making plans together." Felicity narrows her eyes.
"You didn't tell us this?"
"It happened the night before last. I was the only one there. They caught me outside the doors and were angry with me. And Miss McCleavy brought me warm milk with peppermint."
"Peppermint?"
Miss Moore says, furrowing her brow. "She said it would help me sleep."
"It is an herb known to soothe. Curious that she should know it."
"She has a strange ring with two snakes intertwined."
"Snakes, you say? Odd."
"She asked about my amulet, too," I say, "and about my mother."
"And what did you tell her?"
Miss Moore asks. "Nothing," I reply. Miss Moore sips her tea.
"I see."
"She is an old friend of Mrs. Nightwing's, though she looks to be several years younger," Felicity muses.
Anne shudders.
"Perhaps she's not. Perhaps she's made a pact with the devil."
"Not a very good one if she's still teaching at a finishing school in England,"
Miss Moore notes wryly.
"Or perhaps she's Cersei," I say at last.
Miss Moore's teacup halts halfway to her lips.
"You've lost me."
"Cersei, Sarah Rees Tomb. She was the one from Spence who caused the fire and destroyed the Order, or at least that's what we read in the diary of Mary Dowd. Do you remember?" Anne says breathlessly.
"Remember? How could I forget? That little book was instrumental in my dismissal."
An uncomfortable silence descends. Had Miss Moore not discovered us reading that diary, had she not read aloud to us from its pages, she might never have been dismissed from Spence. But she did, and that sealed her fate with Nightwing.
"We are so sorry, Miss Moore," Anne says, staring at the Turkish rug.
Felicity adds,
"It was mostly Pippa's doing, you know."
"Was it?"
Miss Moore asks. We sip our tea guiltily.
"Careful with blame.
It's a boomerang. Anyway, it's done now. But this Sarah Rhys Toome, Cersei, if she did exist...
Oh, she did, I insist. I know it for a fact.
Didn't she die in the fire at Spence?
No, Felicity adds, wide-eyed. She only wanted people to think she'd died. She's still running about. My heart's hammering away in my chest. Miss Moore, we were wondering, that is, we rather hoped you might tell us more stories of the Order. Her glare is stony.
We've been down that road, haven't we?
Yes, but it can't possibly lead to trouble now that you've already been let go from Spence, Felicity says bluntly. Miss Moore gives a half laugh.
Miss Worthington, your gall astounds me.
We thought, perhaps, you might know certain things about the Order. Yourself, I say, haltingly.
Myself,
Miss Moore repeats. Yes, I say, feeling foolish in 100 different ways, but there is no chance to stop and take it back now, so I might as well continue. We thought perhaps you had even been counted among their ranks.